You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. And now it's time for your stories. This is San Francisco StoryCorps. As a musician, you have to know how to deal with different types of crowds. Sometimes people aren't paying much attention to you, and they even talk while you're on stage. But other times, they give you standing ovations and beg for more. Well, Chip Curry used to play in different bands his whole life, but he didn't find his musical niche, you could say, until later in his musical career. On his 63rd birthday, Curry told his friend Diana Roberts about how he found his number one fans.
Right now, I'm making a living primarily as playing in retirement communities. And I played close to 170 shows last year. And I was remember that you and I were walking on the street. My sense of melody is not as good as yours, although you're not a professional singer. I remember I was having trouble with this song, and you still claim that I don't know this song. But well, finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Nothing could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. When the morning glories bloom around my door.
The big one is this. There's a birthday party that I played at a retirement community about, it was a month ago. And these people were really ill at the beginning, and I walked in the door thinking, oh no, I'm kind of weary, you know. It's hard to make a living at this, you know. I've got bills to pay. I've got a tree that needs to be cut down. And I was not in good spirits. And I came in there, and I started playing for them. And these people just came to life. A lot of them were lying in beds. One woman hardly could talk, and she said, Chip, could you play? And I just didn't even think she had the right song or anything. And I listened very carefully, and she said, can you sing Folly Wally Doodle All Day? And I said, I sure can. And these audiences are very forgiving because, you know, all you have to do is know one verse or a half a verse, and they love it. Because what you're doing is you're showing them, you're jogging their memories, and their memories take over after a little while. So this one particular show, I mean, there was one of the staff members, one of the orderlies, Rudy, who encouraged these people. He's a good dancer, and he just came and danced in the room. And after about 45 minutes of this show, he got a number of these people up dancing. And I'm telling you, they were literally on their last leg. These people could hardly move. These were ill people, but they got up and danced. And their faces were bright red, like they didn't believe that they could do this. And they just came to life. And I felt like I was doing something right. So,
all because of Folly Wally Doodle.
Yeah, right. Many of the songs, yeah. So that's one. And I see this every day playing in retirement communities.
Yeah.
I'm amazed. I mean, sometimes I do 10, 15 of these in a week. And I never know what I'm going to see next.
Bring out your fiddle.
Okay. I'll bring the fiddle out. Let me just preface it by saying that, well, I took up fiddle in 1989. My mother died in 89 and left me a few thousand dollars. And I used the money to buy a mandolin and to have my grandfather's fiddle fixed up.
Well, I have really enjoyed hearing about you getting the older people out of their chairs dancing. I like hearing about you bringing joy into people's lives when they seem to be beyond joy.
Yeah, I'm glad to be doing it.
She loves me too, sweet little Liza Jane. Oh, little darling, sweet little Liza Jane. Oh, little darling, sweet little Liza Jane.
Chip Curry spoke with longtime friend Diana Roberts at the StoryCorps booth in the Contemporary Jewish Museum of San Francisco. That piece originally aired in 2013, and Chip is still at it, playing music out of his hometown of San Jose.